inventory management, how you are managing the inventory and utilizing it, and that is also important. So inventory is an important component of the working capital or the current assets, particularly because these are the components which are required to be used in the business. Maybe it can be raw material, but it is an inventory. Okay, so EOQ, economic order quantity. It order should not be more, order should not be less. It should be matching to your day-to-day requirement or a specific period requirement. That is called economic order quantity or EOQ. This model is a famous model for managing your inventory, and it helps the inventory managers. It helps the inventory managers to know how to find the right quantity that should be ordered, considering the other factors like cost of ordering, carrying cost or purchase price, and also annual sales. The formula for managing the inventory management is EOQ is equal to order square under square root 2 into A into D divided by P into C, where A is annual sale, O is the cost of order, P is the purchase price per unit, and C is carrying cost. This can be easily available from your cash flow statement or maybe from your financial statements. Now, just in time is nothing but it is another very important technique which is brought about the paradigm of the shift into the management of the inventories. It did not reduce the cost of inventory, but it abolishes it completely. So just in time means acquiring the raw material or manufacturing product at the time when it is required by the customer. Okay, not to purchase, store and then use. No, bring it, purchase it and utilize it immediately. So there is no requirement of the keeping the stock. So the strategy is very difficult to implement, but if it is implemented, it can bring down the inventory cost to the minimum level. These are some of the important techniques what we discussed here. They are very effective managing working capital, and the managing working capital means the managing current assets. So the current assets like cash can be managed using the cash budgeting, inventory management, and also inventory techniques like EOQ and JIT, that is just in time. Debtors and the financing of the working capital can be managed using the appropriate sources of finance. Now, let us understand methods of analyzing the working capital. There are various methods at various point of time we have to apply, and those methods now we are going to understand. That is methods of analysis of working capital. Analysis, pure analysis, mathematical analysis. So analysis of working capital is significant for both management as well as the short-term creditors. Okay, so management can assess the efficiency of the working capital employed in the business. Such an analysis helps the management to detect the trend and also initiate the corrective measures. It helps the shareholders also and the creditors to determine the prospects of the payment of the dividend and also the interest. The analysis of the working capital helps in determining the ability of the company to repay its current debts very promptly, assess the effectiveness of the management of the working capital and adequacy of the working capital, and to undertake the credit rating also. So this analysis of the working capital relates to an examination of the circulation, liquidity level, and also the structural aspects of the working capital. In analysis of the working capital requirement, the tools which are used are the ratio analysis, which we are going to see now, that ratio analysis and funds flow analysis for the company. And that ratio analysis is very important aspect of working capital finance. Now we will see what are the ratio analysis are these. First one, liquidity ratio. Ratio analysis, be careful here to understand this ratio analysis, because most of the credit people, they are not in position to understand which type of ratio is required to be utilized at what point of time. That is why I am again and again repeating that the ratio analysis, you should be very, very comfortable. Let us understand under the liquidity, first is the liquidity ratio. Now, liquidity ratio is nothing but the net working capital to total assets. This ratio is determining, or this ratio can be calculated by using the net working capital to total assets. It was noted earlier that the current assets are those assets which are the company expect to turn into the cash in the near future, and the current liabilities are also those it with expects to meet in the near future also. So net working capital is the difference between the current assets and the current liabilities. Okay, and the net working capital roughly measures the company's potential of the reserve of the cash. So net working capital is expressed in this expressed in the manner with this formula, that is net working capital divided by total assets. It can be calculated like this. Now current ratio. Current ratio serves the similar purpose and also the frequency which is used. It is also called as a working capital ratio. It is also called as working capital ratio, and it is considered as an index of the solvency of the company. So it indicates its ability of the company to meet the current obligations. Therefore, this ratio is also equally important like earlier one. So changes in the current ratio can, however, be misleading also. If the company raises the money through the commercial paper, by placement of the commercial paper, and it invests the amount in the marketable securities, net working capital is unaffected, but the current ratio changes because it is siphoning of the funds. So current ratio is computed by dividing the total current assets by current liabilities. The result shows that the number of times the current assets pay off the current liabilities. So current ratio is equal to current asset divided by current liabilities. The current ratio 2:1 is generally considered as a satisfactory for the manufacturing company, and it constitutes a rule of thumb that it is measuring liquidity. Demand for 100% margin of the current assets over the current liabilities is a precaution which is based on the practical knowledge of the possible shrinkage and that it may occur and the value of the current assets. Similarly, the current ratio cannot, however, be applied as a norm for all the companies because the quality and the characteristic of the current ratios varies according to the type of activities. Another ratio is a quick ratio or acid test ratio. This ratio measures the immediate solvency is the current ratio. Okay. It includes the assets which can be quickly or immediately converted into cash. So such assets which includes only cash, marketable securities, bills of the customers they have not yet paid, that is receivables, inventories are excluded because they cannot be sold at any time above the fire sale prices. The liquidity arises because of the finished goods and it cannot be sold for more than the production cost. Okay, so quick ratio is computed as QR, that is quick ratio, is equal to cash plus marketable securities plus receivable is equal to the current assets minus current liabilities, current assets minus current liabilities divided by the current liabilities. This is how exactly this ratio is calculated. Now, internal measures. Sometimes it may be useful to compare the current assets to the regular cash outgoing of the company. The interval measure is calculated by cash plus market securities plus receivable divided by the average daily expenditure from the operations. This formula is used for the internal measures. Okay, the interval expressed in number of days. So the measures of the ability of the company to finance its daily expenditure with the current assets in its position, even if it is received no further cash. Now, inventory turnover ratios, another ratio, another type of ratio. It has also several components. Okay, the turnover of the raw material. This ratio defines the turnover of the raw material and requirement of the raw material. At what point of time you have to buy the raw material also. So, the inventory turnover ratio says to the extent of use of work in different types of inventories. Okay, so the turnover ratio is, it shows the number of times the raw material were replaced during the year. Okay, it is obtained by dividing the raw material issued to the factory by raw materials in ending inventory. This is a one is divided by others. So, the raw material inventory of the manufacturing enterprises may be reduced to a number of months in a year by turnover of the raw material inventory. Low turnover means low or raw material inventory, which indicates that excessive raw material have been produced, and the opposite, it is conditioned with the high turnover of raw material inventory. Another component under inventory ratio is the turnover of the stores and the spares. The ratio which shows utilization of the funds in the stores and spares which are kept in the stores or in the godown. So, this ratio is obtained by dividing the stores and spares consumed in the financial year by value of the stock and the spares at the end of the fiscal year. Simple calculation. The stores and the spares inventory may be reduced to the number of months stores and spares inventory by dividing the number of months in a year by turnover of the stores and the spares inventory. Okay. Higher the turnover of the stores and the spares in the inventory is an indication of the management's efforts to reduce the investment in this component. On the other hand, the falling the turnover or reduction in the turnover of the stores and the spares inventory may be taken to the mean that the excessive working funds have been deployed in this component. Now, turnover of the goods in process. This ratio is obtained by dividing the value of the goods produced in a year by the value of the goods in the process at the end of the fiscal year. This ratio is establishing the relationship between the value of the goods produced and the value of the goods which are put into the production process. A high turnover indicates less accumulation of inventory and the less working finance tied up with this component. Turnover of the finished goods. The ratio is computed by dividing the net sales by finished goods inventory. Net sales by finished goods. If the finished goods inventory may be reduced by the number of months and the finished goods inventory by dividing the number of months in a year by turnover of the finished goods inventory. A higher turnover of the finished goods inventory is indicating that the higher level of sales has been attained with the less investment in the finished goods inventory. So, and the following means reduction in the turnover indicates that the investment in finished goods is increasing in relation to the sales. Turnover aggregate inventory. This ratio is obtained by dividing the net sales in a year by the value of aggregate inventory at the end of the year. The aggregate inventory at the end of the year, and that the aggregate inventory is the business enterprises, may be reduced to the number of months inventory by dividing the number of months into the year by the ratio of turnover of aggregate inventory. Work in progress, WIP, work in progress. Work in progress represents the investment by the firm. It is the amount of semi-finished product currently lying in the factory floor. In the traditional view, The inventory includes WIP, that is work in progress. That is work in progress, and which is considered as an assets, and the inventory built up seen as the value added. They are also considered as a buffer against uncertainties which are arising out of the delayed surprises or machine breakdowns or absenteeism, and maybe ascertain the customers are uncertain customers' orders. The desire to improve the utilization of the expensive equipment also contributed to building up work in process. In recent times, inventory is considered evil, and the evidence of the proof design proof for poor forecasting or poor coordination and the poor operations of the manufacturing system also it can indicate. The current trend to produce the times is required. Work in process also should be equal to the sum which is obtained by multiplying the rate at which the parts flow through the factory with length of the time parts spent into the factory. The higher the turnover of the inventory, quickness, it quickens the flow of the fund from the inventory. Low turnover ratio indicates an overinvestment in inventory in relation to the sales. Receivable turnover ratio. The receivable turnover ratio is computed by dividing the annual credit sales, the sales which are made of the credit. So the annual credit sale is divided by the total customer receivables. Okay. Then when the number of days in a year is divided by the turnover of the receivable, the ratio gives the average collection period. The turnover of receivable indicates that the rate at which the sales are converted into cash, and the average collection period shows that the number of days of the sales that are represented by the account receivable. Declining turnover of the account receivable indicates an overinvestment of the funds in receivables, which may raise the requirement of the working capital of the firm. Cash turnover ratio. This ratio shows the relationship between the cash balance plus other liquid assets and the operating cost and the expenses. It shows the adequacy of the liquid assets. It shows the adequacy of the liquid assets to meet the current operating need. High turnover of the cash indicates an insufficiency of the cash to provide the emergencies. Low turnover of the cash also shows that an excess cash balance is lying with the enterprises or with the company. Current asset turnover ratio. This ratio measures the turnover of the total current assets used in the business operations. The ratio is obtained by dividing the cost of the goods sold by the total current assets, and this ratio may be linked with the profitability of the enterprises or the company. For this purpose, two other components are done. First, net income is divided into current assets, which gives the rate of the profit on the average current assets. Second, the rate of the profit of the current assets is divided by the turnover of the current assets, which gives the rate of the profit or turnover of the current assets. The lower turnover and the profitability of the current assets, which indicates that utilization of the working capital, and the reverse is the case when the higher turnover and the profitability too. So now we'll see the working capital turnover ratio. This ratio is obtained by dividing net sales by working capital. This ratio also indicates that efficiency at which the working capital has been used in the company. The higher the turnover of the working capital, which represents the lower investment it and the greater profitability. But a very high turnover of the working capital may also indicate the efficient utilization of the working capital in the enterprises. Efficiency and the profitability ratios covers other ratios also. It simply calculates the efficiency and profitability. Okay, so these ratios are employed in judging how efficiently the company is using its assets. Usage of assets is very important. Only not by creating the assets and keeping it as it has to be used. So there are ratios under the efficiency and profitabilities, so that can be calculated by deploying the various methods. So sales to total assets. The ratio shows how hard the company assets are being to put to into use. The ratio representing by sales divided by average total assets. This reveals how close the company is operating to the capacity. A high ratio would imply that the sales cannot be stepped up without an increase in the capital invested in the company. Another ratio in this is sales to net working capital. The ratio would help to focus on how efficient working capital is being used. And this ratio is calculated by way of sales divided by average net working capital. Another ratio is net profit margin, that is NPM, the net profit margin. This ratio helps to establish the proportion of the sale. The proportion, this ratio would also helps to focus how efficient working capital is being used. The ratio is represented by the sales and the average net working capital, that is sales net working capital. But net profit margin ratio, that is NPM, is calculated by earning before the interest and the taxes divided by PA, divided by PA minus taxes, or the sales divided by sales. Inventory turnover. The ratio which tells about the rate at which the company's turnover, their inventory is obtained by dividing the average inventory to the cost of the goods. A high inventory ratio could also mean the efficiency or hand-to-mouth existence. Return on total assets. Return on total assets. The ratio of income, that is earning before interest and after taxes, to the total assets, that is original cost minus depreciation. It is used to measure the performance of the company. So return on total assets is equal to earning before interest and taxes minus tax, average total assets, average total divided by assets into the average of the assets at the beginning and at the end of the year. This is how exactly it is calculated, that is return on total assets. Payout ratio is the ratio which measures the earning paid out of its dividend, earning which is paid out of its dividend. So payout ratio is a dividend divided by earning per share. Simple. So the companies follow a low average payout ratio if earnings are not stable, earnings are not paid out of the retained business. So retained earning is equal to 1 minus payout ratio is equal to earning minus the dividend earning. Okay. So this is how exactly it is calculated. And the impact of retaining earning in the growth of the shareholders is an investment that can be measured by multiplying the retained earning by return on equity, earning and equity earning divided by equity. Growth in equity is equal to earning minus dividend divided by earning into the earning divided by equity. These are some of the ratios you have to keep in mind. Now, market value ratios. Market value ratio, but it is a price earning ratio or PE ratio. It is common measure of the investor. Estimates about the company and it's obtained by PE, that is stock price divided by earning per share. The stock price is arrived by assuming that the dividends are steady at steady rate. That means PE, PO is equal to DIV plus R1 minus G, where DV1 is measure, that is expected dividend next year, and R is the required rate of return, and G is nothing but it is expected rate of dividend good. To find out the per equity, the it is divided current stock price formula with expected earning per share. This is the ratio which is quoted for that. That is PO divided by EPS 1 is equal to DV 1 divided by EPS 1 into 1 divided by R minus G. So normally PE ratio are the mid-teens, and in the Indian stock market per equity ratio are quite high. High PE ratio normally indicates that the investors expect high dividend growth, that is G, and the shares has low risk, and therefore the investor accepts the low prospective return. The company is expected to achieve the average growth while paying out a high proportion of earning DV1 or EPS. But in Indian context, the high PE ratio or the demand phenomenon, excess demand for the shares has been driven, and the prices or high PE ratio have been registered. Dividend yield. The dividend yield is measured. It is the measure of the dividend as it is proportion of the shares prices. Dividend yield is calculated by dividend yield per share divided by share price. And in case of the company with the steady and expected growth is the dividend by DV1 divided by P is equal to R minus G divided by P. High yield is indicated by the investor's expectation of low dividend growth or requirement of high return. Market ratio to the book ratio. The ratio of the market price per share to book value per share reveals that the market worth of the company as compared to what past and the present shareholders have put into. So book value per share is the net worth, that is paid up capital plus free reserve. Okay, it is divided by number of shares outstanding. So the market to book ratio is stock price divided by book value per share. And the market value is nothing but it is an asset, debt and quality, equity to the replacement of, to the replacement cost of the Tobin's Q, and the ratio Q is obtained by market value of assets divided by estimated replacement cost. Assets in the ratio which includes all the asset debts and equity, and the replacement cost and the current cost is estimated after adjusting the historic cost for inflation. When the capital equipment is worth more than it costs to replace, Q is a greater than 1, and the component and the companies have an incentive to invest. And the when the equipment is worth less than its replacement cost, Q is less than 1 companies and will stop investing. Merger route is preferred for acquisition of the assets than purchase of new assets when Q is less than 1. So high market value may exist even when the existing assets are worth much more than their cost, because the investors believe that the company has good opportunities. Level of working capital. The analysis of the level of working capital throws a light on the size of the working capital. It shows where the size of working capital of the enterprises is excessive or adequate or inadequate to its need. The most important ratio test in this regard are the amount of the working capital in terms of the month's cost of the production or month's average sales turnover. The result of these ratios tests when compared with the norms for the industry indicators, whether the size of the working capital which is mentioned by the enterprises is excessive or adequate for the inadequate equipments. Comparison of working capital with other variable, such as the output and the sales over the period of the time, may also indicate the trend in the growth of the working capital. Funds flow analysis. Funds flow analysis also shows the source and uses of the funds by the company. This technique helps to analyze the changes in the working capital components between the two dates. A competitive analysis of the working assets and the liabilities, as shown in the balance sheet at the beginning and at the end of the year, indicates the changes in each type of the current assets as well as the sources from which the working capital has been obtained. However, the technique for the funds flow analysis fails to clarify the significance of movement in the working capital structure. Thank you very much.